Welcome to Room 33. I'm Carl Troutman, your host. Thanks for joining me. If you haven't seen my homepage, carltroutman.com, for a while, be sure to check it out. I've got a link to my new YouTube video on American politics and a free listener survey. Now, on to the podcast. I believe that people should be skeptical of government. That is healthy. But the Republicans are way past healthy skepticism on Obamacare, peddling a corrosive cynicism with the hope to gain political advantage. Their contempt of government is disgusting, and their primary method of hawking this cynicism, fear. Do not underestimate its power. While it is less powerful than love, fear can still have quite an effect. Why else would the Republicans keep using it in attacking the Affordable Care Act? Look for this theme in the midterm elections: lost jobs. A recently released CBO, our Congressional Budget Office report, links Obamacare to a substantial decrease in workforce participation. Fox News had this headline on their webpage: Obamacare could lead to loss of nearly 2.3 million U.S. jobs, report says. With unemployment still unacceptably high, this raises the anxiety level of many Americans. And understandably so. If you are worried about getting a job or keeping the one you have, then this news is worrisome. However, what is minimized is why this will happen. How convenient. Here's the good news that could happen. If you are keeping a job you hate, primarily because you are afraid to lose health insurance coverage if you leave, you will be able to leave that job. Same dynamic with people working full-time that want to work part-time, or people who want to retire. So what will these people do? Some will start their own business. Some will volunteer in their community. Some will feel more secure in trying to find the job they love rather than the one they simply tolerate. Let's be honest. This is liberating. This is more, not less, freedom for Americans. But if fear dominates your thinking, then it doesn't look that way. Since more Americans will not need to work as long as before, or even at all, they will become lazy. They will become dependent on government health care and thus less productive. But is that true? It is a fear. We can make that fear come true if we believe it. So don't believe it. People should not automatically assume that more and more people will game the system because they can. Moreover, no one really knows what effect Obamacare will have on productivity. I am not naive. I realize that the fears that Republicans play into are rooted in truths. But there are other truths out there. Most importantly, liberty. Defenders of the Affordable Care Act should emphasize how it makes Americans more free. Can't deal with that? Try to feel a little more comfortable with paradoxes. Thanks for listening. Remember to follow me on Twitter. I'm at redhead324. This is Carl Troutman, and you're in room 33.